Chapter 2. Cold Lessons. 1. As Orwell portrays it in Such Were the Joys, St. Cyprian's appears to have been a prison camp, cunningly disguised as a top-notch, expensive preparatory school. To make his case against it, he strips away its respectable exterior and reveals a cold, miserable environment where fear and humiliation held sway. He argues that underfeeding was routine, punishments were severe, overcrowding was common, and filth was pervasive. He depicts the headmaster and his domineering wife as sadistic, greedy snobs, who held a cynical view of education, as nothing more than a mechanical process of cramming facts into young minds. He contends that they seized every opportunity to increase their profits from the school, and that they ruthlessly bullied anyone who challenged their authority. So thorough was their control, he says, that they seemed able to read their pupils' minds and to know which ones were truly obedient and which were merely feigning obedience. What he resented most was being made to feel a special obligation to them because they had chosen not to charge his family the full cost of his education. Ordinarily, his school fees would have been £180 a year, but this fee was beyond what Eric's family could afford, amounting to more than a third of his father's pension. Recognizing that he was a bright boy who might bring credit to them, the headmaster and his wife had accepted him at half fees, but according to him he was made to suffer for this ostensible act of charity. He was an investment, and his benefactors expected a good return. If he worked hard and won a scholarship to a prominent public school, then the evidence of his...